Welcome back to the Finsiders here on a Tuesday evening. Greg Likens alongside Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com, gearing up for training camp just 3 days away. Andy, how you doing?
I'm doing well. I'm ready for the hitting to start. I'm in good shape. I worked out during the offseason. My weight's down a little. I'm ready. Let's do it.
Yeah, you sound like one of the players getting ready for that pre-camp conditioning test. All right, Andy, not to age you at all, but this is going to be your 34th training camp that you've covered. And with all that experience and being here for the first week of training camp, what do you look for early on from a team, whether it's the Dolphins or anybody else?
Well, first of all, I want to note that it's amazing that the South Florida Sun Sentinel 34 years ago hired me at 6 years old. It's just it's incredible.
You're a prodigy.
That they would take a gamble on me at that point and really worked out well. But yes, this is my 34th training camp, and I remember everyone, actually. So it's interesting, makes me feel a little old, but it's an exciting time of year. And there are so many things to focus on in this training camp. It's not like one or two areas. I was trying to chronicle recently all the storylines, all the questions surrounding this team, all the uncertainty surrounding this team. And it's enormous, and you can pick any area of the team. If you look at the defense, the switch of Koemisi inside, what's going to happen with Courtland Finnegan? Is he going to have the type of season that Brent Grimes had last year? You look at the offense, all over the offense, there's questions. The offensive line, the running back position, is this the year Ryan Tannehill takes it another step? It's incredible when you start thinking about all the questions that need answers, all of the various things that this coaching staff has to accomplish over a six-week period. You know, you open against the New England Patriots, and it's great. I love the fact they open against the New England Patriots, but it certainly adds a degree of urgency to the summer. You've got to be in midseason form in the first Sunday of September, and that's another challenge this team is facing. This team has to come out of the gate strong and has to be able to play its best in early September. And that will be, I believe that will be an overlying theme throughout training camp, is how quickly is this team getting ready? How quickly is this team progressing?
Especially with those two division games right off the top, going 2-4 in 2013 within the AFC East. Andy, one of those spots that you mentioned that has a lot of questions surrounding it, the interior of the offensive line, and with missing Mike Pouncey for an undetermined amount of time at the beginning of the season, how important will it be, given the quick start they need to get off to get somebody established in that center position to make sure whoever that is gets as many reps as possible?
Yeah, I think it's important for that, and I think it's important in the big picture that as quickly as possible they settle on a starting five offensive lineman. I know there's a lot of competition at a lot of positions, but I believe offensive line is one of those areas where you really need continuity, you really need consistency, you really need for these guys to play together. So to me, under the ideal scenario, they're able to identify the starting five early on, give them a lot of time together on the practice field, give them a lot of time together in preseason games, and build a rapport, a chemistry, a consistency heading into the regular season. I can't tell you how important I think that is, and I got to believe the coaching staff understands that and realizes it's important as well.
Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com, joining us here on the Finsiders. You can follow him on Twitter at @acohenfins, and that'll be a must-follow during training camp as we're getting all the latest news and notes, depending on what transpires over these next few weeks. All right, Andy, Ryan Tannehill, you mentioned it's a huge third year for him in his development and becoming, kind of answering the question, is he the franchise quarterback for the Miami Dolphins? What are you looking for from him to see out of him during this training camp in the preseason?
Yeah, it is a huge season for Ryan, and Ryan will tell you that, and Ryan has said on the record that it's a big year for him, and he understands that and the importance, and he understands that in the third season of the growth chart of an NFL quarterback, you really have to make a quantum leap. What I'm looking for is a continuation of some of the things that I saw in the offseason. The accuracy on his balls, the leadership, the consistency, the ability to grasp this new offense, and not only grasp it, but master it. The ability to identify Mike Wallace and make him a major factor in this offense, to be able to complete long passes when they're there. in some ways, Ryan Tannehill is a microcosm of the entire team because there are so many subplots on the entire team. There are so many subplots within Ryan Tannehill himself. But the big picture, what we're looking for is less mistakes, more proficiency, and just a leap in his overall play.
Now, this might be oversimplifying it on the defensive end, but you mentioned Cole Meese's transition to the middle linebacker. You mentioned Cortland Finnegan and maintaining his health. If Finnegan and Lewis Delmas, two new additions, can stay healthy, and if Koa can make a smooth transition, will this defense be set up to be what we expect?
You know, those are two big ifs, but yes, I think the Dolphins are loaded in the defensive backfield. They have a lot of depth at cornerback. I'm really looking forward to seeing how the two early picks from a year ago make that leap into their second season. If Meese can give them what they need in the middle, the defensive line, even with Deion Jordan suspended early in the season, the defensive line is loaded. It has depth. It has talent. It has players in the prime of their career. So if those ifs reach fruition, I believe the Dolphins have a chance to be a top 10 defense in this league.
You just mentioned Deion Jordan. He is going to miss the first 4 weeks of the regular season, but he's going to be available during training camp and during the preseason. How does the defensive coaching staff kind of balance getting him experience while also making sure the guys are going to be replacing him are ready to go for the regular season?
Yeah, it's tough. It's a tough balance. They have to give him experience. He's got to play a lot in the preseason. He's got to develop a confidence level. He's got to show how far he's come from his first year to his second year. But at the same point, I think it'll be a little bit easier because you've got a Jarrett Odrick, you've got a Cam Wake, you've got an Olivia Vernon, you got players who have been there before and have stepped up. So it's not going to be that difficult to balance Deion Jordan versus the rest of the defensive line because we know what we've got on the defensive line. But it is very important that once his suspension is over, there isn't much of a transition time with Deion Jordan. He's got to be ready in week 5 to come in and play and contribute.
Andy Cohen, columnist from Dolphins.com, joining us here on the Finsiders. We're gearing up 3 days away from Dolphins training camp kicking off. Andy, I know your AC and the AM columns will start off and get going in preseason form starting Thursday, and you're going to be writing about everything that happens on a daily basis. I remember your last mailbag when you were answering fans' questions. One of the things you said that you're most looking forward to is Bill Lazor's offense and kind of the continued development, seeing how the team catches on to that. That's going to be fun to see exactly what that turns into as the regular season approaches.
Sure, and to embellish on what you said regarding my column, just so the fans know, I'm going to start writing Thursday, then I'll write Friday, and beginning next Monday, you'll be able to read me at 6 o'clock in the morning, Monday through Friday, except for the bye week, really, through the entire season. Lazor's offense is an X factor. It's great. Everything I have seen and heard about it, his offense, are things that really I've been screaming for years. The multiple sets, the creativity, the go-for-it mentality, the hurry-up type of offense, spreading it out, moving a player like Landry or Wallace in a variety of positions. I'm really looking forward to see how this all fits together. Again, another big subplot in training camp is this offense and how quickly will everybody buy into it, adjust to it, and excel at it. And I think those are the important things.
Jarvis Landry made quite an impact during the offseason workout program, mini camps, OTAs. And he's a guy that's impressed, not only in his rookie class, but the veterans were impressed with the progress they saw. Do you think he can start day one?
Yeah, you look at Jarvis Landry, and I've seen so many rookies come into this league and come into the Dolphins, and you see fright in their eyes. You see, each step is a little bit cautious. You see their head on a swivel, not knowing what's behind them. I don't see those things in Jarvis Landry. I see a kid that has it. I see a kid that has a sense of confidence that really is highly unusual for a player as young as he is. He wants the ball. He wants his rookie year to be something special. I see an enormous amount of talent. I'm really excited about Jarvis Landry. I see him getting every opportunity to be the starting slot guy, to be a regular contributor in the four receiver set, possibly to return kicks. I wouldn't be surprised if they try to get the ball in his hands 8-10 times a game.
Yeah, he's going to be a fun guy to watch during preseason, see when he gets out there in NFL games against NFL competition, see how he's progressed. All right, Joe Philbin, it's his third year as well. We talked about Ryan Tannehill entering his third year, but his third year as a head coach. Do you see him, you know, doing anything differently in his approach this year to training camp now that he's got a couple under his belt?
Well, it's a big year for Joe Philbin, too, clearly. We talk about Tannehill. Philbin came in with Tannehill. Tannehill came in with Philbin. In many ways, they're tied at the hip. I've seen Philbin develop a much more comfortable approach to everything he's doing as the first couple of years went by. I think he's certainly made mistakes. He'll be the first one to tell you. But I also think he's learned from the mistakes. I think one of the keys for a coach is how they react to the mistakes they make and what happens the next time they're put in that position. He's a very smart man. He's a good coach. He knows offense and he knows his players. I'm anxious to see him step up this year, just as I'm anxious to see so many other players do as well.
All right, one final thing for you, Andy. You mentioned Bill Lazor's offense more open. Do you think that perhaps fits the skill set that Lamar Miller brings to the table from the running back position? Because I know Dolphins fans are hoping that running game can be a little more explosive this year than it was a year ago.
Yeah, I wouldn't give up on Knowshon Moreno just because he had arthroscopic knee surgery. I think he's going to be a factor as well. I think what Bill Lazor's offense does is put players in a variety of positions where they can succeed. And he's had an off season. He's seen Lamar Miller. He knows what his strengths are. He knows what his weaknesses. I think what he's going to try to do with Lamar Miller is he's going to try to get him in open field. I think I'm not so sure between the tackles is his forte as much as it is getting him the ball where all he's got is one guy to beat. And I look for Lazor to try to put Lamar Miller and Mike Wallace and Landry and the playmakers he has on his team in a position where they have open field, they have an opportunity to make a big play. You know, big plays are something that this franchise just hasn't had enough of. And I think that needs to change, and I believe that Bill Lazor is bringing with him an offense that will give them the opportunity to have a lot of big plays.
Yes, should be fun. That's certainly what everybody's hoping for. We see some big plays this year. All right, you can follow Andy on Twitter at @acohenfins, and also AC in the AM. The columns will be up starting Thursday on Dolphins.com, so you check that out. And then, as you mentioned, starting next Thursday and Friday, then starting next Monday, it'll be a daily
all the time.
Thing. Outside of the bye week through the entire season. Looking forward to reading that, Andy, and appreciate you joining us here on the Finsiders.
I'm looking forward to get going, Greg.
Yes, it's going to be fun. Dolphins football just 3 days away from starting for training camp.